all who rebelled against the orders have AI implants, every single one.
That's a bit disturbing, Greg said.
It gets better. There are two ships whose senior officers nearly all have the same implants. The captains have refused to recognize the validity of the orders, claiming that President Castiglione has been blackmailed into rescinding the original ones. Both ships are surrounded by vessels loyal to the fleet commander, Vice Admiral Ungassa.
This is like a weird rerun of the situation with the Tigran ships, Greg said. Pardon for saying, Lieutenant, said Berg. You seem very well informed already, so why would you need us to remain here?
There is an important function which requires your being in close orbit around the gas giant.
We're already on our way there. ETA 11 minutes.
Good. Stand by for further orders, Mr. Berg.
The channel went dead. Berg frowned. It seems that we must hurry up and wait, he said. Greg was thoughtful. Actually, I think I know what this is all about. And when he told Berg, realization dawned in the Tigran's eyes. Sure enough, nearly 35 minutes later, Ash was back and asking for Greg.
And how's it going, Mr. Ash? He said as he hurried onto the bridge. As you can see, I'm back in my serious civvy gear, complete with snazzy long black coat. I've had a shower, or tornado fog blast, as it should be called. And I've had one of the wee stim pills as well, which work, by the way. This is the most awake I've been for over a week. So, when do I get to meet the Vice Admiral?
Ash glared at him.
How did you know?
Aye, well, that'll be one of my special archaeologist superpowers. The power of deduction, don't you know? Greg grinned at Berg, who was striving to keep a straight face.
I trust that you'll keep your witticisms to yourself when you meet Vice Admiral Ungassa, Ash said, stone-faced. When we spoke with him just minutes ago, he insisted on speaking with a Darian representative, which means you. When you meet him, emphasize that all of us here have come together as an informal alliance for the sole purpose of defending Darian and its moon. Be sure that he understands this.
I shall. Anything else?
It would be helpful to learn of his expectations of what the Hegemony fleet will do when it arrives. Before this, he was the previous supreme commander of Earthsphere forces in the Yamanon domain, so he's had experience of the Hegemony military from working alongside them.
Greg took it all in, nodding. Righto, I get the picture. And don't worry about my attitude. I shall be the soul of sober diplomacy. Ash's stare was almost unreadable.
Once you and Lieutenant Berg are in the shuttle and declamped, we will send you encrypted coordinates for the rendezvous with the Vice Admiral's pinnace. You'll dock with it, go aboard, and conduct the meeting there.
Greg smiled brightly.
We're on our way.
To a rerun of that blether we had with Braddock, sounds like. He thought, as he hurried after Berg. Less than half an hour later, they were approaching the rendezvous coordinates and the sleek vessel waiting there. They docked with a transfer conduit jutting from the starboard flank. Greg and Berg were greeted on the other side of the hatch by an armed escort, three Earthsphere Marines in ceremonial black and blue uniforms. Along a grey and red passage, they were taken to a small room, where a tall officer in formal black rose from a table scattered with documents facing them.